Lehrabschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau, Kaufmann. Nach BIFO 2015. Englisch. Hörverstehen. Serie 1. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen. 1. A message on an answer phone.
Hi George, it's Carol. I'd like to confirm your travel details as follows. Departure from Bournemouth Coach Station to London Heathrow is at 13:40. You can either buy the ticket online or get it at the station. The one-way fare is £28. Your Swiss flight to Zurich leaves from the old Terminal 1 at 18:40. The flight number is LX327. You will then arrive in Zurich at 21:20. If you have any questions, please call or text me at 079-9525-261. Have a safe trip.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hi George, it's Carol. I'd like to confirm your travel details as follows. Departure from Bournemouth Coach Station to London Heathrow is at 13:40. You can either buy the ticket online or get it at the station. The one-way fare is £28. Your Swiss flight to Zurich leaves from the old Terminal 1 at 18:40. The flight number is LX327. You will then arrive in Zurich at 21:20. If you have any questions, please call or text me at 079-9525-261. Have a safe trip.
Now go on to part 2. 2. Another message on an answer phone.
Hi Susan, Derek here. There are a few things I forgot to tell you about tomorrow's visit of Mr. Fernandez, the new managing director of our sales office in Geneva. He has to take a later train and won't arrive until 10:50 instead of 9:50. So we'll only have time for a short meeting with Thomas, the product manager, at 11:30. For lunch, I booked a table for four at the Hôtel de la Cigogne. Oh, in case you would like to look at the menu, you will find it on their website, www.cigogne.ch. That's CIGOGNE.ch. In the afternoon, Thomas will show Mr. Fernandez round the factory as planned. See you tomorrow.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hi Susan, Derek here. There are a few things I forgot to tell you about tomorrow's visit of Mr. Fernandez, the new managing director of our sales office in Geneva. He has to take a later train and won't arrive until 10:50 instead of 9:50. So we'll only have time for a short meeting with Thomas, the product manager, at 11:30. For lunch, I booked a table for four at the Hôtel de la Cigogne. Oh, in case you would like to look at the menu, you will find it on their website, www.cigogne.ch. That's C-I-G-O-G-N-E www.thomasfernandez.ch. In the afternoon, Thomas will show Mr. Fernandez round the factory as planned. See you tomorrow.
This is the end of Task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B. You will now listen to an interview with Alina Malkovich, sales representative for the insurance company Sports Cover Direct, SCD. For each question, mark the best answer, A, B or C. Take one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
Welcome to our weekly special on business not as usual. My name is Ian Epstein, and my guest today is Alina Malkovich. From Sports Cover Direct, Alina, is it really necessary to take out extra insurance when going jogging, for example?
No, but today there is a worldwide trend for more dangerous sports. And before you decide to pick up something like ice hockey or paragliding, you should make sure that your policy covers your sport.
If, let's say, I take a course in river rafting, doesn't the organizer offer insurance?
Well, most danger sport organizers do have some insurance, but it usually only covers their own risks. Meaning, if you have an accident, you can't hold them responsible for it. So if you break an ankle while parachuting, you won't be covered by them.
What about third-party damage? Let's say I play golf and accidentally break a window, or even worse, hit another person with a ball.
That depends on the golf club. For example, in Surrey, England, you can pay a small additional amount of less than a pound when you pay your fee for a round of golf. This then covers you for accidental damage or injury.
And what happens if somebody dies while doing a sport?
Actually, in that case, an ordinary life insurance will usually pay out. In case of death, insurance companies are surprisingly flexible. They don't exclude any sports. However, in some cases, the costs are higher.
Could you give me some examples?
Mountaineering above heights of 7,000 meters, or, in a way, the opposite, scuba diving below 40 meters. You'll probably find a list in their terms and conditions. But as you know, life insurances only pay out after a policyholder dies. They're useless if somebody gets injured.
And that is when your specialist sport insurance comes in, I guess.
Right. At Sports Cover Direct, we have divided sports into four different categories according to risk. In the lowest and cheapest category, you'll find activities like golf, squash, or snorkeling, while hand gliding or parachuting are considered high-risk activities.
Where is a sport like karate?
That depends. If you do it non-competitively, it's Category 2, otherwise Category 3.
So hang gliding is considered to be more dangerous than taking part in a karate competition? That surprises me because near our holiday flat, there are always a lot of hang gliders if the weather conditions are good.
Yes, but you know, weather conditions can sometimes change quickly. And if you walk up to a certain spot and then realize you actually should walk back down again and not fly as planned, that takes a lot of inner strength.
You're probably right. Alina, thank you very much for this interesting interview.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds. We'll be right back.
Welcome to our weekly special on business not as usual. My name is Ian Epstein, and my guest today is Alina Malkovich. From Sports Cover Direct, Alina, is it really necessary to take out extra insurance when going jogging, for example?
No, but today there is a worldwide trend for more dangerous sports. And before you decide to pick up something like ice hockey or paragliding, you should make sure that your policy covers your sport.
If, let's say, I take a course in river rafting, doesn't the organizer offer insurance?
Well, most danger sport organizers do have some insurance, but it usually only covers their own risks. Meaning, if you have an accident, you can't hold them responsible for it. So if you break an ankle while parachuting, you won't be covered by them.
What about third-party damage? Let's say I play golf and accidentally break a window, or even worse, hit another person with a ball.
That depends on the golf club. For example, in Surrey, England, you can pay a small additional amount of less than a pound when you pay your fee for a round of golf. This then covers you for accidental damage or injury.
And what happens if somebody dies while doing a sport?
Actually, in that case, an ordinary life insurance will usually pay out. In case of death, insurance companies are surprisingly flexible. They don't exclude any sports. However, in some cases, the costs are higher.
Could you give me some examples?
Mountaineering, above heights of 7,000 meters, or, in a way, the opposite, scuba diving, below 40 meters. You'll probably find a list in their terms and conditions. But as you know, life insurances only pay out after a policyholder dies. They're useless if somebody gets injured.
And that is when your specialist sport insurance comes in, I guess.
Right. At Sports Cover Direct, we have divided sports into four different categories according to risk. In the lowest and cheapest category, you'll find activities like golf, squash, or snorkeling, while hand gliding or parachuting are considered high-risk activities.
Where is a sport like karate?
That depends. If you do it non-competitively, it's Category 2, otherwise Category 3.
So hang gliding is considered to be more dangerous than taking part in a karate competition? That surprises me because near our holiday flat, there are always a lot of hang gliders if the weather conditions are good.
Yes, but you know, weather conditions can sometimes change quickly. And if you walk up to a certain spot and then realize you actually should walk back down again and not fly as planned, that takes a lot of inner strength.
You're probably right. Alina, thank you very much for this interesting interview.
This is the end of Task B. Task C will begin in about 20 seconds. Task C. Listen to Paul, a young computer specialist, and Miriam, a marketing specialist, chatting in the cafeteria of a private American hospital. Please fill in the gaps in the sentences below with a correct form of the keyword or keywords. Use one or two words. You now have 1 minute to read the sentences below. And here we go.
Hi, Miriam. Can I buy you a cup of coffee? This is my last day at work here.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Your last day?
Yes, I've finished writing the computer program for your department.
Is that the one listing the patients according to their ages and illnesses?
No, that one was completed 2 weeks ago. This one focuses on people's interests.
Great! So in future, whenever we want to invite people to our seminars, say on family planning or dieting, the computer automatically prints the addresses of the people who are interested. What about you? Where are you going to work next?
I don't know yet. I'll call my agency this afternoon to find out what they have for me next week. Working for a temporary job agency is a kind of adventure. I like it. New places, new tasks, new people.
All right, but if there's no job for you?
This hasn't happened so far. Mainly because companies often don't have the know-how to use the software they buy. So they have to call in people like me.
How interesting. But couldn't you earn more money if you got a regular job in a large company?
Sure, but I'm only 24 and I don't want to settle down yet. First, I want to get as much experience as possible. And then I want to start my own business.
Mm.
I dream of living and working in a small town somewhere on the south coast in about 5 years.
Really? Won't you miss city life?
Not at all. I don't need a big city for my hobbies.
Hobbies?
For one thing, I'm a big outdoor fan. And then cartoons are another hobby of mine. When I see a good one, I forward it to my friends and they do the same. I'm especially interested in jokes about computers.
This sounds like fun. Could I join your group and get cartoons on hospitals? I could use them for the publication of our monthly hospital newsletter.
Of course, you're very welcome. You'll see it's well worthwhile.
Thank you.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Hi, Miriam. Can I buy you a cup of coffee? This is my last day at work here.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Your last day?
Yes, I've finished writing the computer program for your department.
Is that the one listing the patients according to their ages and illnesses?
No, that one was completed 2 weeks ago. This one focuses on people's interests.
Great! So in future, whenever we want to invite people to our seminars, say on family planning or dieting, the computer automatically prints the addresses of the people who are interested. What about you? Where are you going to work next?
I don't know yet. I'll call my agency this afternoon to find out what they have for me next week. Working for a temporary job agency is a kind of adventure. I like it. New places, new tasks, new people.
All right, but if there's no job for you?
This hasn't happened so far. Mainly because companies often don't have the know-how to use the software they buy. So they have to call in people like me.
How interesting. But couldn't you earn more money if you got a regular job in a large company?
Sure, but I'm only 24 and I don't want to settle down yet. First, I want to get as much experience as possible. And then I want to start my own business.
Mm.
I dream of living and working in a small town somewhere on the south coast in about 5 years.
Really? Won't you miss city life?
Not at all. I don't need a big city for my hobbies.
Hobbies?
For one thing, I'm a big outdoor fan. And then cartoons are another hobby of mine. When I see a good one, I forward it to my friends and they do the same. I'm especially interested in jokes about computers.
This sounds like fun. Could I join your group and get cartoons on hospitals? I could use them for the publication of our monthly hospital newsletter.
Of course, you're very welcome. You'll see it's well worthwhile.
Thank you.
This is the end of Task C. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end of your English listening comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.